trailer and things around the country, but that's the main difference. Some of this stuff in Illinois, we're trying to get it out of there.
I accepted the book, I marked that on your letter, so I mentioned your memorandum right now, yes, we'll point to the Canadian border, saying, six men.
Yes, I mean, you're getting the reputation out of it, that'll work. It's a danger little thing, but I didn't, sometimes get the feeling here. You know, that's why I like this campaign 74 idea, if we can get that House and Senate with us, then we can get it out and over some of these things.
Are you having a county working on that instead of just party organization for the sake of party organization?
Laws charge, are you trying to get people to switch, you think, sure or not?
Well, I came on my way along, I found this is your way, because I was on to it well, and incidentally, he said, look, I've supported the president, I said, there was some doubt, you know, even some of the ground calls, blood brown, stuck my head in, it's not laser beam. I think Wilbur failed a while back. So, and I said, you know, someday I'll talk politics, but we've got some of these guys, you know, I've got a lot of people, but I just come back and look again. And you kind of talk about it. He said, well, Jerry Ford and I had a long visit about this. He said, I'd like to sit down with you with Jerry, because he was going last year, I hadn't seen Jerry since, and he said, no, he's got him on the phone. And so Joe is a little receptive. Sonny Montgomery in Mississippi comes to him.
He's a problem. I'm going to have a lawsuit right now. You know, we're not cool. Yeah, yeah, it's a problem.
So I think
well, he'd be a different from now on.
That's it.
He's really, really such a well, I see the big international events. One of them, 13, and of course,
he's not a great award. And I, you know, just see him all the time. And he, but I, what I'm doing is very quiet. I've done nothing on it, nothing to pick on it. I just want to be sure we're not. I did get them prepared for me and thing, showing if these guys moved over where they'd be on the Republican side.
Right, that's what we are. Hopefully, others from outside. Great symbolism, I guess.
It's great symbolism, and it would help immensely in the elections in the future. I can't say that if he did, because I don't know how you measure it, that this means that he can't pick up a third position in the Texas legislature or something else, because I go back to the fact that, you know, I don't know that you can have that.
What I would do with comments, maybe both said very right. Well, I just want to question. I would say that. Way back when the president said there may have been going on there.
Well, that's good.
Well, let me say that if a big switch should occur, you've got to be prepared to then try to get some others to go. So,
well,
if a fellow like Collins or a Mike Fulton, like ordinary work or Mike Fulton, then others should try to do. And they, those are the two biggest names we've got for people.
Of course, it's been Harry Burns. I'm convinced Mike Fulton today. You know what I want to talk to him about. And I said, well, you know, come over with me. Let's stand by the ring. I can get down the White House. I said, sure, would you like to do that? He said, no, I am. I'm a little sick of it. I said, well, I mean, you didn't think people are going to sit and talk about it. You didn't get a bite of it. So I went over there and did it. And he was very open. And all these guys around there, you know, about it. He didn't say he was done it, but he made very clear to me that if the Godwin had chosen right, and we had his presence, that's what I was talking to. If I could get the whole of the problem, I'm hoping this money brings it down. And if the Godwin thing goes right, Harry Bird, as I see it, is the next step here. And
let me ask you this. Is Holt not somebody who runs
the thing? No, but Holt is not sure. Thank Lord, he didn't know very well. But if he's not, Harry thinks that Holt is going to endorse Godwin. I got that deep in the puddle. I got to call him and see. But
well, what you've got to do with him, Holt. Very bad position. You ought to leave him. You ought to hurt him, Joe. I mean, against God with his gracious and all that sort of thing. God was a decent man. I know him. He's got a nice wife. And he ought to run and he ought to win. And I just, I can't do it. Well, I hope he's hung up on a civil rights issue.
Yes.
And that's all right. We like people that but the point is, you cannot expect Virginians, Tennesseans, and the other part for that matter, Texans, to be as hypocritical as New York people on civil rights.
Well, I may be making too much of a problem out of it. Oh, but Shane was one to run with Godwin, the Lieutenant Governor, coming in to see me, right? And
he's a Republican.
Yes, sir. And we
state
chairman.
State chairman.
But anyway, I think it may work out. Hope doesn't have much place to go, but hope doesn't have much place. So they jumped me out of the White House. And in the city, he said, well, I hear you differ with me on issues of cancer. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, you said something different on something like that. I said, well, what you said was that you know, the parties are all going out and that people are all turned off. I don't feel that way. I think people are coming back together and
Don't let him. fit right away with them, but you want to help. And again, that's perfect here. I said that he also knows how to do it. So many people have got good minds, but don't know how to answer the question. And John Kerr will sit down and he'll tell you, well, the way to do it is this.
But you may not even work in a tax committee on the payroll.
I would never put it on.
Don't be staying along with the life of the
meeting. And they'll probably send a message. I would ask him to say, no, to not give him a front position. He must not be in a position where he can shut not for his interest in yours. The main point is, he can be an awfully good advisor.
That's a pretty good idea.
Let Reese go right now.
More of a Murray loves to have the other politicians that he's
got
to promise come in and send it to Steve.
And Reese knows Steve has been
part of the house with Donna Blaine.
That's better, George. $100 or so, something like that. So go to the editor,
for a trade. Maybe he's a dealer.
Forget that I said it to you.
No, you're right.
Forget that I said it, but you can say, wait till it's all done. Don't ever screw that in here to enjoy it. But the point is, I was talking to Mauler before you came in. These are remarkable men. They're brave men. And here they are coming back. Some of them will go into service, and some of them will go as well. But all of them will have to do something. But just suppose, now just suppose, how about if you had a concern in your vision? You had sort of a half-assed vision. And you ran, whatever you mentioned, which is intelligent. Would you like your vision?
Thank you.
city. They had to compromise when they were in these things because not knowing where they were going, and these groups that were going in there, did they comment on that yet?
I don't know whatever car wise, red lights was on the event site.
No.
Basically what has happened here, guys, is that technically their wives and their husbands are in the kids. Now, this is a pretty American story. I mean, there are people in the state office that they, this is a main guy, I know for sure, based on this, whether it's fire or what, or I've got a link to this, this is all I call this call.
This is the biggest moment in my life.
Molly, I'm glad all your kids have been long here. But there weren't many, for exactly the point. That's where the media did such dishonor. get the impression that most of the POWs were their compound. And as a matter of fact, most of the POWs were for staying in there. And they bomb and have a dinner on.
How was the amnesty response coming?
Let's talk about dividing the country.
That's it. You want to divide the country, you want amnesty.
You have a tremendous negative reaction. You sit here in Washington and think that the whole country is doing this well. That the president will have amnesty on the country and show compassion for us. You've got to remember that there are people. How do those people know still alive?
The best proof of that is the first good guy up on that hill with those 535 brain meters. He was about to raise the issue, or put his name on it, of a bill for amnesty.
Tax was on it,
started that way out, made a serious mistake. So, yep, the ignorance had made it come.
The point is, I hope they do, because I'd like to get a hold of it and be a congressman on the amnesty issue.
And you think the word kind of congressman too?
Understand that this is a question about one of the, you can't make any, look, this is more serious. It's how do you think, how in the world do you think that we are going to have to make any discipline in our forces on defense? How do you think we're going to be able to handle another crisis that has developed?
So I think you're saying
and it has never been read. See, they give the Lincoln example, which is totally wrong. Lincoln gave amnesty to the South, but he shot them in the North.
We can't never be a Sanford, Charles Sanford. Well, you got to pull it out of Charles Sanford, but you also got that point.
The New York Riot.
I mean, somebody wrote a column that said the Marvel thing, but what Lincoln did was he shot some.
Deep down, you're not pro-communist. They don't want to think about it. That's why this is so So put yourself in the position of the isolationist. The isolationist is about care, whether we're credible in Europe, whether we're credible. The Minis, then the Jews, who are basically make up a large proportion of this, they'll be for intervention. But no place else. No place else. So basically, your isolationist will say, the United States should withdraw from the world and put the money together. Now that is a deep feeling. So if you're running into that, church, you just don't sell it. The only thing I think of is might sell the other country.
Well, that's it. Like Yugoslavia, when you had to buy the harbors in Yugoslavia, that bad control thing, and of course, the government was not, obviously, I'm sure, I'm not sure they were, but he told me, just sitting in his house, well, what else can the president do? And I think a guy like this is going to know, and Tito will know, that the government really kept the commitment. And therefore, we're
going to be more credible in what the next is headed.
The Israeli name, sure, I understand.
But the Israelis, if they interestingly enough, the Israelis, the Jews in Israel, distinguished from the Jews in the United States, were unanimous for what we did. The Jews in the United States were almost unanimous against it. You see my point? But I was curious to see
the personnel all across the world. I think the Arabs will understand it.
Look, let's face it, put yourself in the position of the Japanese, or put yourself in the position of anyone in Europe. Without the United States, they'd be living in terror. And they know that. But that doesn't mean the United States here with a huge missile inventory. It means the United States with an inventory and with the will to use it if necessary. And what this demonstrated? It demonstrated to our allies that they can trust us. They can count on us. Because we didn't let down this stinking little country, we won't let them down. And second, it demonstrated to the soldiers and the Chinese. There was a curious variation in the action. Now here was the point there. Here, and this really gives me a great deal of sense. Here you see the wicked and the restaurant at the time. And the crumpets, and the racers, and the brains, and rendered a great service. Because when they paint the president as a madman, as a mad mocker, the dual craftsman, these people would have made their own.
That's right.
They didn't invent it. That means what you see. I hadn't thought of that. Well, I didn't think of it either, but I read this report. God, what a favor these people. If these people had said, well, we don't do it deliberately in the rest, but the North finally decided, anybody that would send them over there around Christmas time, maybe they got money.
Well, they have to check.